And welcome into today's audiocast for Friday, November 2nd, 2007. Brought to you by IFR Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb Audio. For those of you struggling to put 50 hours a year on your Cessna 172, consider the long and productive life of a 1982 P model that was retired last week with 30,000 hours on it, likely making it the highest time 172 in the world. The 172 with tail number Victor 3, Hotel Delta November, has been making as many as 3 or 4 flights a day in scheduled airline service for Tropic Air, which is based on San Pedro, an island off the coast of Belize. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Tropic Air President John Grief about the aircraft's history as they get ready to retire an old friend.
Yes, unfortunately, our longest-serving aircraft, which is a 172P model that we purchased new from the factory in 81, even though it's perfectly serviceable after over 30,000 hours, we've decided it's time for her to go to the hangar, as it were. So we retired her last weekend after her final flight.
So we're talking about an airplane that, to all appearances, looks like it could get up and go flying right now, right?
Oh, it's perfectly serviceable, and we inherited a British system of maintenance and maintenance surveys, and they're very, very strict. But we've just decided that, you know, that she's put enough service in, and we're not even really sure how much of the original aircraft is left. But whatever is left, we've decided to go ahead and retire. We're experimenting actually with a turbo diesel Steeler-powered next-generation aircraft. And so we'll see how that works out for us.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about this aircraft and what kind of service it's had. I mean, a few people have heard of Cessna 172 being used in airline service.
Well, that is unusual. Belize is a small country with only about 250,000 population. Geographically small, too. It's about the size of Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts. So everything's kind of scaled down. We operate a fleet of 8 new 208B Caravans. But there's times of the year and certain flight missions that aren't very busy, so we need a smaller airplane. So we actually use this plane on scheduled commercial service and have been, you know, since 81. That's why it's accumulated so many hours, I guess, over such a short period of time. Business and Commercial Aviation did a little informal survey, and we think it's the highest time 172 out there, the fleet leader. And it's very basic avionics. It started out with ARC avionics, and we tried King for a while, and finally now it's just got a Garmin GPS nav suite in it, which we like very well. And over the years, I think we've actually simplified the airplane. We've slowly taken out things like heaters and things that may have been necessary for use in more temperate climates, but we didn't need down here. So it's lightweight. I actually took one of the last flights on it, a charter to the capital of Belmopan, and took about 45 minutes each way, and it was quiet and smooth and an excellent flight. But I think just in an abundance of caution, we decided it's about time to retire it.
How many times a day would it have flown in its life, and how many flights is 30,000 hours for that aircraft?
Well, let's see, 30,000 hours. We do about 4 cycles to an hour, so times 4, so that's about 120,000 flights. And it'll fly maybe 10 or 12 sectors a day.
What parts wore out? Over 30,000 hours, you must have seen some trends.
Well, we've replaced both wings, and that was no fault of Cessna. That was faults of our own. It's been through a couple of hurricanes, and it's the smallest plane we have, so the junior pilots use it, so they've taxied it into a few things over the years. I think we had to replace one wing due to main spar corrosion. We replaced the entire tail section. One of the main bar crossovers that go through the cabin has been replaced. The landing gear has been replaced 2 or 3 times. We've had a dozen different engines and props on it. So I'm not sure. Probably the data plate's about all that was it was original out of the factory on the thing.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful study for Cessna in long-term durability and that sort of thing. What sort of advice would you give to Cessna on new model 172s? What would you change?
Well, we actually purchased the next generation 172, and they probably wouldn't want to hear this, but I think all they did is just make it heavier and more expensive. I think they gilded the lily. We like the new ventilation system. That's certainly an improvement. But once again, we're a warm weather operator. We like the metal panel. That's certainly an improvement. We like the lighting system. The the navigation lighting system, the night lighting system, that's an improvement. But a lot of the other stuff, I think, just added weight and complexity and really didn't make the airplane more useful. Which, for you know, for commercial operators like us, that's important. I would imagine a lot of these planes spend a lot of their life in flight instruction or in, you know, weekend flying with private pilots. And probably for that, for those people, the improvements probably were good, but for us, it really just added weight and complexity. And I would revert back, actually, to some of the attitudes they had on the older airplanes. But like I said, we have a very unique perspective on this, so I'm not sure they'd want to take my advice.
Okay, so what's going to happen to the aircraft?
We're not sure. We're going to try to sell it here locally as a flying airplane, and then if that doesn't work, we'll probably ferry it up to the States and try to sell it as a whole airplane, and probably most likely it'll get parted out, sold piece by piece.
30,000 hours with great maintenance, though, it should be flyable for a while, hey?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, it could serve a private pilot for, you know, probably another decade. The engines will run out of it, so it'd be a perfect time to put, you know, to convert it to, well, to put the 160 back in or convert it to a 180 or convert it to a Teeler. It's got very basic avionics, so they could be easily retrofitted, and it's a very, very lightweight airplane. Not the only problem would be someone that that bought it to operate it in the winter, because they'd have to reinstall a lot of the heating systems that we've been able to remove.
Well, thanks a lot, John.
Tropic Air's John Grief. Today's report was brought to you by IFR Magazine. Be sure and check them out at ifr-magazine.com. Comments on today's audiocast, welcome. AudioNews@avweb.com. Just drop us an email. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.